If you're here tonight and you don't know anything about the Bible, you might say, well, Bill, you know, that's pretty narrow-minded of you guys. You Christians think that, you know, you're right. You're the only ones that's right, and nobody else is, you know, all the other religions are wrong. I've heard people say that, so a lot of people that aren't saved think that way. But let me explain it to you this way. If you invited me over to dinner, and you said, Bill, I want you to go south on Highway 95, and I want you to turn right at Bristol Street and go up the hill, and you'll come to my house for dinner. And I say, you know what, I think I want to go north on 95, and I'm going to get off at Beach Boulevard, because I think all roads lead to your house. That's what I think. Well, you're going to say, well, Bill, you're not going to get to my house. I'm invited for dinner, and I'm telling you specific directions. You're not going to get there then. Well, it's the same way people do with God. He gives us clear directions how to get to his house. And I think he knows where he lives. Amen? Well, so we either follow his directions and we get there, or we don't. If we choose not to, we don't arrive at his house. So I would have to say that to you, that God's given us clear directions how to get there, and it's up to us to choose. But you might be saying to yourself, yeah, but I'm a pretty good person. You know, I shouldn't go to hell. I'm pretty good. Well, you probably are a pretty good person compared to people. But we don't get to compare ourselves with people. That's not how it works. You see, God is perfect, and his kingdom is perfect. And he said in Revelation 21:8, if you lie once, if you ever lie, you're cast into the lake of fire. Well, if you tell one single lie that makes you a liar, so that you'll be thrown into the lake of fire. If you steal one thing that makes you a thief, no thief will enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, that's all of us. We've all stolen something. 5 minutes of your boss's time, maybe cheated something on your tax return, something, anything. Okay, all of us have done some kind of cheating, stealing. If you lust after a woman just once, that makes you an adulterer. And no adulterer will inherit the kingdom of heaven, the Bible says. So see, God's standard is absolute perfection. And all of us fall short of that perfection. You can't claim that you're perfect. Even you're good. Well, Job 15:16 says, you are so filthy and abominable that we drink iniquity like water, it says. That's how filthy we are to God. Okay, so we can't stand on that and say we're pretty good people. We're not. We all need a Savior. We all are in that boat. We all far short. There's a punishment for sin. There's a wage for sin. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So the punishment for our sin is death. Well, Jesus paid that price so we wouldn't have to go there. You see? Well, let me give you three scriptures, okay? Just three verses, and then I'll give you the good news. But John 3:36 says, he that has the Son has everlasting life, but he that has not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. 2 Thessalonians 1:9 says that those who obey not the gospel shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. If you obey not the gospel. And Revelation 20:15 says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, I want to ask you tonight, do you know if your name is written in that book of life? Because if you don't, you want to be certain that it is. You do not want to leave here without knowing that your name is written in the book of life. See, because you don't know when you're going to die. You could die tonight. 1 second after you die, it's too late. There's no reverse. There's no coming back. 1 second later, too late. You'll be there for eternity.